But your helpmeet warrior, this one, now this tip, you're going to have to be a warrior to be able to handle it. You're going to have to be a warrior to handle this. You got it. Hey, brace yourself. So do you help or hinder? Because when I thought I was a good help, but I wasn't. Get your journal. If you don't have your journal where you can keep things. What's good about having a journal or this journal is when you know you need to put some work in. It might not be Sunday. It might not be sips and tips. But you need to remind yourself of some things you wrote down. Because your flesh will give you helpmeet amnesia. That's the whole thing. Your flesh will give you helpmeet amnesia. You know it, but your flesh is like, nah, I remember that. I don't remember that. One thing that shocked me to learn, as the one who was created to help, think about this. One who was created to help is that I'm either going to help the enemy devour my husband. Just the thought of that. I'm either going to help the enemy devour my husband or help God deliver my husband. If you didn't sip off that, you suffering from helpmeet amnesia. I'm going to help somebody. So I'm either going to help the enemy devour him or help God deliver him. Lord, have mercy. I know it was in the book, but just sometimes when you write stuff in your journal, you remind yourself, my goodness. Woo! And my king is saying, help us, please. Don't help the devil, help the Lord. It says, I chose, so I had to make a conscious decision. I chose to help God deliver. Our words are weapons. We can hinder our husband more than any other person on earth. My Lord. We can hinder our person faster and greater than any other person. But you know what else? We can help our husband faster and greater than any other person. So King Gerald said, who are you working for? Who you working for? Choose to help the Lord. Choose to help the Lord. Woo! This is big. If you move over to page 55, it says, I am committed to becoming his help, not his hindrance. And that is where we're going to stop. I'm committed to being his help, not his hindrance. And we've got to make some full choices. Am I going to help or am I going to hinder? That's just it. No one's asking about what he's doing. So if that's what's in your mind, this is not that. This is you making a conscious decision. I'm either going to help or I'm going to hinder. Because if I'm helping the enemy, I'm a hindrance. So you know who else you're a hindrance to? If you're working for the enemy, you're a hindrance to God.
Oh, Lord.
When we don't do what God created us to do, which is help him, then we're hindering him and we're hindering God's plan. Did anybody else need a sip? God created us to help in Genesis. Eve, ooh, Adam needs some help. Let me create you. Adam needs some help. Let me create you a helpmeet suitable for him. Suitable for him. God did not say, oh, Adam needs to be hindered. Let me create. What? No. No. That's not what God said. He said, oh, it's not good for him to be alone. It's not good. So he needs help. Someone that's suitable. That's where we come in. But if we're not suitable, we're a hindrance. So this is the official. I will not be a hinder meet. Tips and sips. Had to remind you. God was like, you're going to be a hinder meet or a help meet? Which? You got to pick. You can't stay in the middle. Don't be double-minded. Don't be double-minded. One day you're a hindrance. Another day you're a help. That's not going to work. Gonna be hot, gonna be cold, but that whole lukewarm stuff, don't make God spit it out. So make a decision. You're gonna be a hinder or help. Which decision? Which one? You gotta pick. And guess what? After you make your decision, check your attitude, check your responses, check your honor, check your respect. Check your submission. Check your facial expressions. Check your attitude to see if they match your decision. Oh, goodness. I'm going to get some good sips tonight. This is sparkling juice. I'm going to be sipping because we're going to make a choice. And then we're going to check everything with our decision. Not only are we going to check everything with our decision today, we're going to have to check everything with our decision every day.
Uh-oh.
Check, check, check. So, is the tone of your voice matching your choice? Are your facial expressions matching your choice to be a helpmeet, not a hinder? When something doesn't go your way, does your attitude check with your choice?
Uh-oh.
When you get good and mad and you have reason to be mad, you don't get to change your mind. You don't get to change your mind when you have reason to be angry. Be angry, but sin not. Uh-oh. Would your king call you help or hindrance? I'm gonna get through this whole glass. Would your king, I'm just asking, I'm not judging, I'm just asking, when you have a choice, which do you choose? Oh, Jesus, I want you to make the choice today and every day. I'm going to help and not hinder.
Oh.
All right, that was it. That's the tip. That's the tip. You gotta have him call you help. That's right, today and every day. Have him call you help. That's what you want. That's what you need. That's what he's gotta say. That's how he's gotta feel. Woo! Would you be afraid to ask? Am I good help? Wow. Don't be afraid to ask. And be ready for the answer. and be ready for the answer every day. How can I help? If he doesn't have an answer, you got to ask God. I found out when I wasn't very good, my king had no, can I help you? No. He didn't even want my help. You know why? Because I wasn't giving good help. Years ago, I was like, well, do you want me to help you with something? No. And I was like, see, God, he doesn't even want my help. He said, that's because he can't trust your help. Oh, shoot. He can't count on your help. He doesn't trust that your help's going to be what he really needs. He's so not used to it, he doesn't even know what to ask you for. Oh, Lord. That's what happened. I mean, I can't speak for you. That was what happened to me. When he said no, it wasn't a good thing. And I thought it was a good thing. I was like, see, he don't even know. He don't even know what he wants. He don't even know what he needs. He don't even ask for no help. I'm good. God was like, that is not good. That is not good. So when you ask your king, he should, you know what? Yes, I do need something. I need, that's a king that knows. He can count on his helper. That's a king that knows. He can count on the help being what he needs and then the help not being thrown back in his face. All I did for you, all I, keep your help if you're going to throw it back in the king's face. Oh, I'm almost done. Yeah. This was a good... Are y'all writing in your journals? Because you made a decision first. And if you fall down, get back up. If you fall down, get back up. Just get back up. Y'all see, I didn't even put on makeup today. I knew we was gonna do some, work tonight. And I was gonna get through this. Write in your journal. Write in your notes. Woo! That's it. Do not throw in his face what you're doing. Guess what? God is telling you to help him. God created you to help him. God is asking you to honor him. God's the one that said submit, not your husband. God asked, not your king. So don't take it out on your king. God asked. It was God that asked you to do it. It was God that wrote it in the Bible. It was God that keeps correcting you when you do it wrong. Oh. So therefore, we're going to stop blaming the kings about all of this because it's God that asked. Now, they benefit from it, no doubt, but it was God's idea. Let's keep that straight. It was God's idea. For us to help and not hinder. All right. So join me Tuesday morning, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time while we pray over our kings. They need prayer. They need covering. They need us to go to war. The enemy has decided to come against the kings. But he has decided to come against the wrong kings when he comes against a helpmeet that is suitable and ready to war. Wrong one, wrong house, wrong king. Wrong one, wrong house, wrong king. Don't come this way. It's on Facebook, it's on YouTube, and it'll be on Clubhouse. Pick one. Just get in agreement. Wherever you are, put it on. Let's pray in agreement, because we're going to make sure the devil knows, not this king, no, not this one. He's got to help me, that's a warrior, and also suitable.
Woo!
Wrong one. Wrong one, because I know how to, let me show you. Know how to roll up my sleeves. Know how to spit the word out like a sword. Just join me. Do you have a sword? Do you have a sword on your hip? You got to know some word. Got a sword on your hip? Pull out the sword and tell the devil, not this king. No, not him. Not today, not tomorrow, not ever. Not this king. Get your swords out. Amen. I'm looking for spiritual warriors. When you have the word of God, hey, in your mouth, it's a sword, because that's the spirit. That's the word of God is the sword of the spirit. All right. So we're going to knock the devil out together on Tuesday morning, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Join me. Check out our website, geraldinnyvet.com. Amen. Amen and amen. Well, thank you for being with me while I have my sip. And now it's gone. geraldinnyvet.com. I'm Yvette Benton. Join me 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. You have just been given a tip while I had a sip. Yes, my husband has a mentoring group also, PPK Global. Priest, Prophet, and King Global. My husband has a mentoring group too. Y'all got to watch them. Y'all got to check the website. PPKGlobal.org is his website for his mentoring group. So we both have mentoring groups. And we both do one-on-one coaching. And we both do couples coaching. So we got all kinds of resources on our website and a podcast too. Now, let me tell you something. You're a help me. Don't be trying to push your king to do anything. What are you doing? You do what you're supposed to do. You'll encourage him and help him. Don't try to make him do anything. You hear me? Loud and clear. All right. See you Tuesday.